From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. According to a post on the Dexter Fire Department Facebook page, a stabbing occurred in Chavis County on Monday. Reports indicate that the victim drove to Dexter to the fire department there. He was then transported to a local hospital. His condition is unknown. The Chavis County Sheriff's Office is investigating the stabbing. 24-year-old Fabian Casadas of Hobbs was arrested by Lee County Sheriff's deputies and charged him with felony counts of burglary and fleeing the law. According to reports, Casadas allegedly ran from the back of a business located at 900 West Joe Harvey with a box that was allegedly stolen. Casadas apparently has a history of theft. In June of this year, he was charged with shoplifting. Minority floor leader Republican Jim Townsend of Artesia and other Republican lawmakers met with Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham on Friday regarding the over $2 billion in federal money to the state that she wants to appropriate without lawmakers' approval.
And if you read our Constitution, it says money from the general fund is to be appropriated by the legislature, and that's not what happened. She believes she can appropriate that.
Townsend says there's a simple solution to this.
And really and truly, as I explained to her, I think she should stop that ridicule and she should go right to the legislature. She should get a deal. She should bring the legislature in.
That remains to be seen. In the fight against hunger in Lee County, the Lovington Chamber of Commerce has joined forces with a local business and a local nonprofit by bringing in country music artist Aaron Watson to perform for a fundraiser in October. Lovington Chamber CEO Leslie Bolt elaborates.
We are partnering with Y Hobbs, the Weekend Hunger Initiative. We're also partnering with Colton Owens, who is with Awesome Graphics. Mara Salcido with Lovington Main Street.
And Bolt is ecstatic for bringing in Watson.
He is one of my favorites. Maddox Foundation, who, if anyone in Lee County knows, is a big supporter of the arts in Lee County, and they are helping provide for this event.
The fundraising event is scheduled for Saturday, October 23rd in downtown Lovington. In charge of the news, for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.